Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 22nd week in ordinary time, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, The Mission of Jesus, Our Mission.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath he went as usual to the synagogue. He stood up to read the scriptures and was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and announce that the time has come when the Lord will save his people." Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All the people in the synagogue had their eyes fixed on him as he said to them, "This passage of scripture has come true today, as you heard it being read." They were all impressed and marvelled at the gracious words he spoke. Yet they said, "Isn't he the son of Joseph?" And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a very attractive scenario of Jesus we have just had placed before us. Notice he has come to Nazareth, his hometown, and, as was his custom, he enters the synagogue where he stands to read. An attendant hands him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, which he unrolls till he finds the place he is looking for. What is it about this particular passage, which he obviously knows? Let's be attentive to the opening. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Why? "Because he has anointed me." What for? "To bring good news." To whom? The poor. I think Jesus is saying to those assembled, and of course to us, "Listen, this is my mission." Jesus is aware of being chosen, and this is the gift given to him to give to others. Yet wait, there is more. "I will give recovery of sight to the blind and set the oppressed free." What a statement. Have we heard it? No wonder all eyes of those in the synagogue were looking at him intently. Jesus must be aware of their gaze as he adds, "Today this scripture is being fulfilled in your hearing." Do we recognize this Jesus as the fulfillment of the word spoken by the prophet? Sadly, they too, like us, have become familiar and begin to give reasons for not being attentive. "He's just an ordinary man." So what of their response? The familiarity reminds them, he's just the son of Joseph. Familiarity can breed contempt unless we allow our hearts to be opened by grace. It's only then will we have the freedom needed to widen our boundaries and see the bigger picture. The real poor. Who are the ones Jesus sends us to recognize? Who are the ones on our pathway? We can have all the mission statements in the world. Yes, if they are not in tune with what we have just heard, or with the sentiments uttered by Paul in today's first reading, they will simply be empty words. So let us conclude with the words of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2. When I came to you, my brothers and sisters, to preach God's mystery, God's secret truth, I did not use big words and great learning. For while I was with you, I made up my mind to forget everything except Jesus Christ, and especially him crucified. So when I came to you, I was weak and trembled all over with fear, and my teaching and message were not delivered with skillful words of human wisdom, but with convincing proof of the power of God's Spirit. Your faith, then, does not rest on human wisdom, but on God's wisdom. Amen.